Looking to the Future with Faith. Words from Jesus.
It's good to have goals for what you want to achieve, but it's important to also be flexible. Sometimes the way I'm leading might not seem as if it fits in perfectly with your plan for the future, but if you trust in me, you'll see that it all works out for the best. It's good to think about the future or wonder where you will be a few years from now, and to seek my face and ask me if there are goals you should set and things that you should do to prepare for the years ahead. Thinking about the future is prudent if you use it to help you to prepare for the changes ahead. But if it becomes a source of anxiety, it can take your attention away from focusing on the now and the things that are before you today. While you do need to make preparations for the future, it is also important for you to slow down and learn to rest in me and take each moment as it comes. I want you to make the most of the moment of time you are in, so you can run the race before you with patience and endurance. Your faith is strengthened through taking time with me, reading my word and asking me how to apply it. It comes from meditating on my word, resting in me, and seeking me with all your heart. If you are desperate to make the changes that you need to make in your life, and if you are hungering and reaching out for the understanding and wisdom of my Spirit, trust that I will give it to you. I have promised to fill the hungry heart with good things. Continue to pray about what part you can play in the mission. What is it that I am calling you to do today? What are ways you can continue to grow so that you can be a stronger disciple and witness? Finding the balance. There is a balance between planning for the future and trusting me to lead you by faith. You do need to make plans for the long term, but you also need to be open to change and my guidance and working in your life. You can't expect to have your whole life completely planned out, because there will always be surprises and unexpected change. I'm going to bring surprises and opportunities into your life that you never even dreamed were possible. So while you need to periodically evaluate your life and plan toward the future, I also want you to stay open and flexible so that my Spirit can lead you and help you to navigate the unexpected changes that you will encounter. It's okay that you don't know everything and that you're going into your future a little uncertain, not being able to see the road ahead clearly. Trust that I know the plans I have for you and will always be with you through every step of your life. Some people want to be able to plan their entire lives and future, knowing what their long-term goals and plans are, and have it all planned out to a T. But you can't see the entire road ahead with perfect clarity. You still have to walk by faith and trust in me for the unexpected turns and changes in the road ahead. The important thing is to do your best to follow my will for you today, to go where I'm leading you, and to do it in faith. You don't have to fear the future, as the future is in my hands, and I have promised to be with you always, every step of the journey. trusting in seasons of uncertainty. I see your concerns that you can't keep up the same pace that you used to when you were younger. You are slowing down as your body is aging, and it can be an uncomfortable adjustment. Dear one, just continue to place your hand in mine and let me lead you. I know your way seems clouded with uncertainty right now, and you don't want to take another step till the fog clears. But trust that I am still working in your life in every season. I see what lies ahead, and I continue to uphold you and care for you every step of the journey. I will not let your feet stumble and fall. Remember that I am above the fog, and I can see the road ahead very clearly. One day the fog will clear, and the night will pass, and you will see the dawn of a new day. A day that has so many good things in store for you. A day where you will be surrounded by the glory of my presence. Confidence in my love for you. I hold the future in my hands, and your well-being and peace of mind are very much my concern, so you should never fear that I'll leave that out of the equation. Spending too much time thinking about the future and what unexpected things you might face could set you on the path of worrying about the future instead of committing it to me and trusting in my care for you. So stay on my path of faith and trust. If you trust me and have faith in my love, and trust that I'm in control, and that I'll work things out for your good, you will be able to look at the future with faith and hope. Whenever you are tempted to worry about what the future holds, remind yourself of my many wonderful promises and all the things I've brought you through so far. Look back on your life for me and see how I have worked in everything you have faced and was with you every step of the way. I brought you through many challenges and unknowns throughout your life. But at every unexpected bend in the road, I gave you the strength, the grace, and the faith for the moment and the challenge. So, be encouraged that even as I have helped you in the past, I will help you now and in the future. I will never leave nor forsake you. Trust in me to help you through whatever you face in your life for me. Meditate on my goodness to you whenever you're tempted to worry about the future. The future is as bright as my promises to you, and my mercies and grace are renewed every morning. You can look forward to the wonderful things I have in store for you. There will be unknowns in your life, but what is unknown to you is in my hands and is known to me. Fear not, for I am with you. Be confident in my love for you. Be of good courage and rest in the knowledge that I always have your best interests at heart.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.